story.
Wednesday, Parshas Vayeshev, Shir Chaf Vav.
35. Okay, my friends. Rabbi Yisai, we're starting a new sugya today. Exciting sugya. We're going to do a little bit of just the groundwork. And it's a very, very interesting sugya. My machmas oines. What does it mean, oines? The Braisa just says if there's an oines, you can get married on when? Monday. If it's sakana, Tuesday. Avashani loyachon is going to ask means you can't push that or you don't need to. but what's oines? So the first pshat the Gemara said, what was oines? What did we say yesterday? What's oines? Sartzva baleir. Now we're saying, what's the oines? Something else. The oines is, so the Gemara is going to say in the pshat, before we get to the Gemara, there's a Yushalmi. Yushalmi has his own pshat. Yushalmi argues often on the Bible. He says, what does oines mean? Oines means that the goyim make their avoiders have their magic ayin haras that they put on, magic spells on Wednesday night, and you don't want to get interfered with because the goyim, they have their, you know, the cauldron and the, you know, they got their spells and their wands and something like that. It's not clear exactly what it means, but that's the oines. What? Every Wednesday night. What? Because that Wednesday night was their thing. On Wednesday night, Matzah Shabbos. Wednesday night and Friday night. What?
So Wednesday was never a thing then.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Why did Wednesday become a thing then?
What?
Why
did we make it a thing for Wednesday? Because of Bezdin. I guess it came afterwards. They started afterwards doing the Hebrew. And they do it, and they also do it on Friday night. Yes. And then how does a husband and wife be together Friday night if you have the goyim and their kshafim? Because Shabbos is protects you. You don't have to worry about it. But during the week,
maybe
it's a problem.
Maybe.
Anyway, I'll call part of this new Shalom's pshat. A Gemara says a different pshat. Our Gemara says the ibayis ema. Perhaps you could say the reason is because of my machmas oines kidetanya harishaya pitoy afoy. His bread was baked. Tivchoy tavuach. His meat was shechted. V'yeinoy mazug. His wine was diluted. Umeis aviv shel chasen or ima shel kala. And either the father of the chasen or the mother of the kala dies. Very important players. Machnisen as a mace lecheder, as a chosim as a kala lechupah. We put the mace in a cheder. We kind of like we put him aside. As a chosim kala lechupah, you bring the chosim kala to the chupah. Uboyel bilas mitzvah upayrish. Then they live together. Their boyel bilas mitzvah. Then your payrish. V'noyeg shivis yemei amishta v'chakach noyeg shivis yemei avelus. Then v'noyeg 7 days of party and then 7 days of avelus. Doesn't really tell us exactly when they bury him. Doesn't really say that. When do they bury him?
What?
Yeah, Mistam Rashi says. Bryce doesn't say exactly when it is they bury him. Is the anyway? Says the Gemara, it's only if it's the father of the chasen and the mother of the kala. They're not going to have anyone else to take care of them. In other words, I guess back in the day, the culture was the father took care of the son, the mother took care of the daughter. But if they're not going to have anyone else to take care of them, if the mother of the son passes away, so then we don't do this. Then we're going to do this whole thing.
Call the wedding off?
We call the wedding off. Or better, what do? We don't call it off. We postpone it. Okay. So this is a different oinus. Frekt the acharoinim. What's the difference? This oinus, that oinus. Oinus. I have to come with oinus. I'm going to come up another oinus. I'll make up an oinus. There's an earthquake. There's coming. There's, I don't know, tsunami. What do you have to tell me? Like you have to tell me what the oinus is. There's magic, black magic. What is the Gemara saying? E bayis ema. If you want, I'll say it sounds like there's a difference between the two. So there's two pshatim that I saw. You understand the question? Sounds like there's a difference. Ibayis Eimar. Like, you want, I could say something else. First says the Chassam Sofer. Difference is as follows. Let's get clear. What's going to happen if the, let's say we don't push off the wedding and there's a Sar Tzava. Let's say we're not makdim the wedding. We don't get married on Tuesday. And the Sar Tzava comes. The Asparvadi day, the Sar Tzava comes. Comes Wednesday night, what's going to happen? Not going to have food. Are they going to get married? Is the wedding date going to change? No. Is it going to cost you extra money? No. Not necessarily, because whatever money I put in is the money that I put in. I'm just not going to have any food. There won't be any food, so everyone's going to be a little hungry, and okay, that's what it's going to be. You're not going to change much. That's the oinus in the first Lishna, which is, and that's enough to push it off, even though what's at stake is not a change in the wedding. It's just a question of whether we're going to have food or won't have food. It's going to be a little bit more of a depressing way. Masha Inkin in the Lishna Basra. However, really what's happening over here is much more than that. Because what happens if we don't do the wedding early? What are we going to have to do before the wedding? In the Lishna Basra, the Ibai Seima, we have to do the Levaya. And if we do the Levaya, what's going to happen? Come in Avel. So what's going to happen with the wedding? Postponed the wedding. What's going on with all that food?
Spoiled.
We're going to have to get more food. Okay, so there'll be a little bit of loss of money. But there's more than just that. We're not going to be able to put it together. Because who's the person that died? Who's the person that died? The ones who were taking care of it. So you're going to lose all the money, the wedding's going to be postponed, and you're not even going to have a nice wedding. So the Lishna Basra is saying there's got to be more at stake. Got to up the ante a little bit in order for us to be able to say oinus. The first thing's not okay. So they'll get married and they won't have a beautiful wedding. No. My grandfather got married in a barn. I can guarantee you that there wasn't such nice food there. You know, it's okay. It's okay. You can survive with that.
Probably a nice barn.
Why in the first answer you saying?
It wasn't so nice. I saw it.
No,
my great grandfather.
Why in the first answer you're saying there's no upset moment because you wouldn't do another meal, and the second answer there you would do it?
Because you're going to make another meal afterwards.
Also on the first one you would do it differently?
You can't. It's Wednesday night. He comes to the wedding hall, takes all the food.
Okay, so you do it different night.
What do you mean? Well, tell him, get married that night. You're not going to push it off until a week later. You get married that night. We're worried that he's going to come to the hall and take all the food. We're at the chuppah already. Everyone's there, and then he comes and says, okay, I'm taking all the food. What are we going to do? So, okay, we're not getting married? It's not going
to
happen.
Kip shute. That's only according to Tosfos Rashi. We would have to wait a week, and there would be...
No, if we go through with this, and we let the Sar Tzava take them food, we're there at the hall. He's going to take all the food. We're going to get married.
What if there's
Tainus B'Solim?
Do you postpone the
Levaya? Or the Tainus B'Solim? What do you mean if there's Tainus B'Solim? If there's a Levaya, then they're not going to get married till week later, Wednesday.
The case of the bride they brought. They get married and the Levaya is after the...
Oh, you're saying what happens if they have Tainus B'Solim? Why do they have to postpone the Levaya? You're just going to have to deal with...
You have to stay at the Beis Din and Levaya.
Well, you have to deal with a lot of stuff. Just be busy with a lot of things.
Right, what if they get to Yerushalmi, the black magic? What's the case there in the Yerushalmi? So what's that about?
And Yerushalmi, our diak is, you're right. The Bavli gives two choices. Why is the Bavli giving two choices? Yerushalmi came up with one choice, so we could come up with another choice. So you have to give me some sort of option, but why giving me two? Says the Achronim, it must be that there's a difference between the two of them.
Yerushalmi, just one case.
I don't know. Akoponim, this is the way the Chassam Sofer learns. The Shita Mekubetzes says something different. Listen to this interesting Shita Mekubetzes. Says the Shita, Rabbi Yisrael, and those of you that chazard well, the Shita Mekubetzes is going to be a good reminder of some of the things. Said the Shita Mekubetzes, there's a halachic nafkamina between the first Lishna Kam and Lishna Basra. According to Chassam Sofer, the nafkamina is how much do you need in order to make this into a real oinus? Lishna Basra, a lot. You need to stack up a lot of things. You're pushing off the wedding. It's not going to be the same. You're going to lose a lot of money. That's an oinus. Or else, okay, you'll elope. So it won't be such a nice wedding. No. Lishna Kam says, no, if there's not going to be nice food, we're going to make the wedding go earlier. That's according to the Chassam Sofer. Comes to the Shittim Metz, it says, I'll tell you something else. says Nishit Gubetz asks, according to the Ibayis Ema, what happens if the father dies on Monday? Sorry, what happens if the father dies on Sunday? Now, if we do the Levaya now, she's going to be in Aval for another week. What's going to happen to the wedding? Pushed off. So, what happens if the father dies on Sunday? Same thing, says Shittim Gubetzis. Machmas Oines, it's mutter on Sheni, it's also mutter on Rishayin. Also mutter on Rishayin. According to Lishna Basra. Because anytime you're going to have a situation where the Avelus is going to push off the Chasana, we're not going to do it. That's what he says. However, according to Lishna Kama, if the Sar Tzava comes on Monday, so then he's good. So then get married on Wednesday. The only days you could do it are Tuesday and Monday. You can't do it any other day. Let's see it inside, Rabbi. So the Shittim Gubetzis. Matzasi b'shita yishana. Kosov ezel ha-shoinei. V'ibayis eima ma'amach l'soinei z'kiritanya. Now he says, V'lav davka b'sheni mutter. If his father dies on Sunday, can you make the chasana on Sunday according to the Shita, according to the Ibayis Ema? Yes. V'nicha l'hashitzei d'hadrinon l'meimer Ibayis Ema may machmasainis. Pirish d'loi bo'inon l'frushei may diktoni b'sheni l'yichnas v'machmasainis. D'mashma dafka. Yeah. Dafka b'sheni. Okay, I have to. This a little bit here is a little bit hard. So let's. I'm going to try to like skip over some of the words. It says v'nicha again. V'nicha lahad shitze. According to this shita, the hadrin on the meimar. We came back to say ibayis ema may machmas oynis pirish. To lo be'inan leferushe may diktani b'sheni lo yichnis v'machmas oynis. The mashma davka b'sheni ela may machmas oynis v'lav davka b'sheni. V'nicha nami. This is the line we want. V'mishum hachi hadrinon l'shuyah hach shinuyah. This is why we gave another answer. K'dei la'ash mi'inon hach chidusha d'lav davka. It's not only on Monday, even Sunday. D'ilu b'may d'shaninon d'ami sar tzava. According to the first teretz that it's talking about sar tzava b'le'ir. Akorchach davka b'sheni. Says the Shita, the Sar Tzava allow you to get married on Sunday? The Sar Tzava allow you to get married on Sunday?
No.
No. Will this allow you to get married on Sunday?
Yes.
Yes. And that's the Nafka Mina. That's the Nafka Mina. What? Sunday you have Tanis Besulim, but Sar Tzava won't help, but this will help. We're going to get back to your Tanis Besulim in a second.
Is that because Sar Tzava has a problem with Shaktu and you have 3 7 days? Is that the reason why Sunday is a problem?
It seems like it.
Sar Tzava, it's hard to say that it's happening. Ibas Ema, it's hard to say it's happening on Sunday. So it sounds like the wedding's fully ready already. You're ready up for Sunday?
Sounds like the wedding's fully ready. Chesky, ask a better kasha and knock it out of the park. Knock it out of the park. Hold on a second. This whole hefter is only because the whole wedding's ready. It's tivchay tavuach. It's pitoy afoy tivchay tavuach yeno mazuk. Everything's ready. And it happened on Sunday. What?
Nothing ready on Sunday.
Apparently, there's something. It's possible to be ready on Sunday.
It's possible to be ready on Sunday.
What?
Wouldn't
he have
the
head
for you?
He's already Tereach. Oh! He's already Tereach. What does the Gemara say on Amid Aleph? If he's Tereach, he can get married on Sunday. What?
It's only Bezdin sits every day.
It's only Bezdin sits every day. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean, Mati?
The Takana times is only existing. According to Rashi, no?
Who said that, Pshat and Rashi?
Shita?
Shita! It's Shita Mekubetzes L'Shita Sai!
We can't say that.
I can say that, and I will say that. Hold on a second. The question is like this. The Shita is saying, you got all your food ready, and the father dies on Sunday. Can you get married? Even if the father doesn't die on Sunday, you can get married. Because the Gemara says in Amud Aleph, if he's Tarach, he can get married on Sunday. The Ramban says, even this man of the Mishnah, the Ramban said, that's why the Mishnah never says the reason beforeish, the reason of. Shaktu, because the Ramban says, even the time of the Mishnah, if you get all the food ready, you can get married on Sunday. Sunday is an option, even the time of the Mishnah, if you're Tarach. You don't have to be Tarach, but if you're Tarach, it's going to work. So I don't get it. If he's got everything ready, what do you need the father to die to get married on Sunday? You get married on Sunday because everything is ready. Zokter Avmati Zalajinsky, Haflobofele! Because the Shita holds you can't get married on Sunday in the time of the Mishnah. And this is the time of the Mishnah, it's the Braisa. The Braisa is Vinab is Sulim is Omevi because of Sulim. Tanasi Bachel Beshavis, no, Shaktu! You can't get married, it's not Bez Yosh Mechol Yom. You cannot get. What? Shita said Pshat and Rashi. So the Shita is now the Shita. So the Shita is saying, even though you got all your food ready, everything's ready, you cannot get married. Sorry, there's a Takana. Aye, but what about the fact that it's Oynes? Okay, we can allow you to get married on Sunday. On Sunday.
That'd be a way to
say
that.
Brings in that the
Shita
is just
a compilation.
Listen. This is only possible because of the Shita L'Shitasai. Could the Shita have said otherwise? He could have. But this shot only works with that Shita that he said before.
That same Risha in every score.
This pshat will only work with the shita that he said before. L'chayra. In a chanami, could the shita now say otherwise and I call a steer? No. But this shita only works because of that shita. And that's enough of a l'shita say. It's gevaldik. Rabbi, say, I want to examine for a second those of us that were holding in the previous sugya. Sartsava won't work on Sunday? Sartsava won't work on Sunday? Is that true? Sartsava won't work on Sunday. You can you think of a case where Sartsava will work on Sunday? You can never get married on Sunday if it's because of Einus of Sartsava?
If he comes on Monday or
what?
Tuesday. If he comes earlier, then you should be able to.
You can't? Why can't you? What's Pshat in the Shita? I'll tell you what I think is Pshat in the Shita. What? What? Because why shouldn't we wait for Wednesday? Chetsky, what about it? Why shouldn't we wait for Wednesday if the Sartsava comes on Monday? What? It's cover. Oh! If you hold like Tosfos, that the Sartsava is only one day. There's no talking about it going well one day. So if he's coming, if the Asparva is there on Sunday or Monday, then he's coming Tuesday, he's gone Wednesday, so we're in the clear. So it's not possible to get married on Sunday. There's no way. You get married Monday is the earliest, because once you do that, that's what Tosis says. If he's coming a day earlier, so then he's gone.
He's going to take all
even Monday now.
What? Monday, no, the Sparva comes.
Sunday, he comes Monday, stays the whole day. So
get married Tuesday or Wednesday. Get married Wednesday, even better, right? So you can't do that. If it's a Machmas Ayis, you can't do that. But that's only twice this. Rashi, L'chayra, you could say that the case is that he's coming on Monday and he's staying till who knows when. Therefore, you have to get married earlier. That's very good. So I always say, we kind of like, I just want you to understand, we just put the Shita, half of the Shita is only Rashi, the other half of the Shita is only Tosfos. That's a trick. The first half of the Shita is only Rashi. Yaakov, here's where you're gonna come in handy, right? First half of the Shita is saying it's only according to the Manda Omar that you can't be Tarach. And the second half of the Shita is only according to the Manda Omar. So the Shita is like over here, he's dancing at two chasanas. He can do that. Shita can do that. Okay, my friends. Yeah. Let's see what Rashi says. Says Rashi, Kiritanya, Chosan Shemes Aviv Besheni. A Chosan whose father died on Monday. He can't wait till tomorrow. Because we can't wait till tomorrow to get married, because we have to push off the But we have to hold off the mace until he goes to the chuppah. So for that reason, you can't do it. What happens if the chassan is? What happens if Aviv is mace on Tuesday? Asked the Chassam Sofer. Can you push him off one day? Can you put? How long can you leave a person without burying him?
Yes, only if he has a reason. Push one day.
Well, the reason is in order to get married. The Tanis Basulim, or so says the Chassam Sofer. If it would just be one day, then we could push it off. In other words, can you leave someone who has died without burying for 24 hours? What's the answer? Yes. 48 hours? No. That's what he brings a riot from Yom Kippur. That on Yom Kippur, we don't want people to stay without being buried for 48 hours. So can you leave him 24 hours without being buried? Yes. 48 hours? No. So if he dies on Monday, are we going to make it to Wednesday? No. If he dies on Tuesday, can we make it to Wednesday? Yes. He dies on Monday. Can we make it to Wednesday? No. So when should you get married?
Monday.
Why don't you get married Tuesday?
No reason.
Why don't you get married Tuesday? What? So push him off one day. If he gets married Tuesday, can we push him to Wednesday? If he dies Tuesday, can you push him to Wednesday? Yes. If he dies Monday, can you push him to Tuesday? Yes. So why don't you push him to Tuesday? What does it do for you? I'll tell you why. Listen. The Gemara says, "Misakana ve'elach nagua am likanes b'shlishi ve'amicha avisheni lo yichnais v'machmas aynes mutter." Why aynes? He died. So push it off a day and still get married on Shabbos. Hold on a second. Can we enjoy this question for a second? Let's enjoy this question. Does the Eilim chap the kasha? It's a push the kasha. Would we rather get married on Monday or Tuesday? How do you know that? The Braisa says, "Shani lo yichnas." So rather Monday or Tuesday? The answer is you'd rather Tuesday. So now, his father died on Monday. Can, in theory, push it off till Tuesday? Yes. Vaharaya says the Chassam Sofer, if he dies on Tuesday, what do? We push it off to Wednesday. So if he died on Monday, can we push it off to Tuesday? Yes. So if that's the case, so why do we push it off to Tuesday? Tell his father to wait, or whatever. Put his father aside, and let him get married on Tuesday. What difference does it make, Monday, Tuesday? I show you it makes a difference. Shani Le'ichlis
Debraisa. Only push it off on Tuesday
because
you could fulfill the Kanavri. Once you can't fulfill it anyway, why don't you leave him over for a day?
So, in other words, we'll say as follows. Life is a system of trade-offs, my friends. And you have to weigh what you have to gain based on this. You have to figure out mechashev schar mitzvah keneged hefseda and schar and hefsed aveira keneged schara. In other words, okay, which one's more important over here? You're right, we can push it off. If we're going to have a full kiyum of the takana of tainus besulam and shaktu, and we're going to make this wedding the way it's supposed to be, are we willing to do quote unquote zilzal of a mace? We're going to be willing to hold off the mace from the kfura for a day? Yes. But if you're anyway not going to get the full takana, so we're not going to do that. We're not doing that. Is it better for him to get married on Tuesday? Better. For better, we're not putting the father through this. For better, we're burying him now. So we'll get married on Monday and we'll bury him tonight. There where there's no zilzal hames. Get married Tuesday. There's no point in getting married. Why should you get married on Monday? But there is a point of getting married on Monday. I could, in theory, make it to Tuesday, but at what price? At the price of pushing off? I'm not pushing it off. If I'm going from Tuesday to Wednesday, I will push it off. Even though I can get married on Tuesday, yeah, but Wednesday's much better. It's much better Wednesday. Why is Wednesday much better than Tuesday? I would say a little bit more than that. Why is Wednesday much better? Because it's a full kiyum of the takana. I'm getting the whole takana. Tuesday, it's wishy-washy. It's good, but it's not the full kiyum. But if I can get married on Monday or Tuesday, that's not enough of a reason. Either way, I'm not getting the full takana. It might be a little bit more shaktu. Might be a little bit more tainis besulim. All that stuff. That's not enough of a reason for me to push it.
Even more, because I'm saying it sounds like there's no shaktu whatsoever. Once this key person dies, there's no more shaktu happening anyway, no? So you're not getting shaktu at all, Monday, Tuesday, same thing.
I hear. You're not going to get much. You're not going to get much, you're saying. Right here. Good svar. Yes?
I thought it was the husband's fault, but he did shaktu.
It is. The husband and his family. So
it seems like he can't do it on his own. Also, if the father's gone, then it seems like he's incapable.
I guess that's the way it was. I don't know. I guess not much has changed. Let me think about that. Al Koponim, Zokt Rashi Viter. There's a big Rashi here, my friends. Big Rashi. Small Rashi, major. Yeno Mazuk. This is the major Rashi. I think perhaps the most critical Rashi here. You ready? Yitzchak. Yeno Mazuk. Says Rashi, b'mayim, that you would dilute your wine with water. She'eroi l'shtia v'shuv enoi miskayim. Now she says, now your wine is going to be drinkable, and it's not going to last anymore. Now there's three things it says in the Mishnah, pita afui. Why is Rashi explaining Yeinoy Mazug more than the other ones? What's his agenda here, this Rashi?
Other two are obvious. Your bread's going to go stale, your meat's going to get spoiled, but wine lasts. He's telling you once you water it.
So
if you can sell everything in the crop, the wine you can't sell.
What did you say?
Diluted meat.
No, it says shuv eino miskayim. It sounds like it's not going to last anymore. I think we could have figured that out ourselves from the context. Comes along the shita mekubetzes. Rabbi say, listen to the shita. It is a major, major shita, and says Rashi is saying more. I might have thought that yeino mazuk is not because it's not going to last. I could have thought that. So then, what are you saying? Yeno mazik. What's yeno mazik? What are you telling me this for? I mean, we could all figure it out from process of elimination. If it means the bread is baked and the meat is shachted and the wine is mazuk, then obviously it's yeno miskayim, no? Yeah, but I would have thought maybe that's not the reason. That's not the reason. It has nothing to do with that. No. Nothing to do with that. So what's the svara? Says the shita. I would have thought that maybe the ikur is tivchay tavuach. And I think the svar is because that's the most expensive. Meat is the most expensive. That's your big loss. So what's this whole thing about yeino mazuk? Something else. Listen carefully. This is very, very important in the sugya. Because if yeino mazuk, so then the entire wedding is ready. Maybe we're not losing money. But it's all ready. We've done everything. And that is what the Gemara is trying to explain. It's pitoy afoy. It's tivchoy tavuach. It's yeinoy mazug. Everything's ready. Everyone's there. And then the father dies. Oh, it's like we're at the hall already. Died at the hall. Everything is in place. You can get your money back, or some of it, but that's not the point. Some of it you can't get back. What can't you get back? The meat. The meat's lost. But that's not the entire picture. Says the shita. I would have had a hava amina, that the vort of yeno mazuk is not hefsid. So what is it? It's we're here. We're here already. Everything is in place. That's what Rashi's coming to tell you. No, it's about the hefsid.
Why is that a
havamina? And I'm going to show you it's not even a havamina, it's a maskana. It's a maskana. But first, let's see it in Rashi. Hold on a second. The Shita Mekubetzes brings it from Rashi. I'm reading Lashon the Shita. It's the third paragraph on the top right. Shita Kosev Nami Yenu Mazik. Amayim Shuroi Lashdir Shuvein Meskayim. Pirish. Kosev Kain. In order that you should not say deleka hefsid, you shouldn't say that there's no hefsid. Ki im b'tivchot tavuach, dahainu ikur shakov etayit talmuda havi alot tivchot tavuach kiram lekamano shana shenasin masin agav V'hadunakar pitoi atvid v'yeinu masuk lemeimar shayamuchan mikol v'kol. The whole chasana is ready. Not talking about the hefsid, but with the whole thing, we're at the hall already. Everything's in place. That's what Rashi is coming to say. It is about the hefsid. But it sounds like there's a havamina here that there are other variables. What's this variable of we're ready? What is that? Is that what? Why does that make a difference? Isn't this about that they're losing the money, not losing the money? Why is this a variable? Or is it in the bottom line in Rashi? Is it a variable? Not. But I would have had a havamina. It's a variable. What is even the havamina? But I'll show you more than that. I think it's a maskana in the Rambam. Hold off for a second. In the Rambam, I'll show you. Listen to me. Quote you the Rambam. I haven't looked it up in a while, but listen to this Rambam. We're gonna find it. Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Ches Hilchas Eivol. Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Ches Hilchas Eivol. Says the Rambam. He brings our case. And says the Rambam. Listen to this. Rambam Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Ches Heichin Kol Tzorchei Hasuda V'Afa Pitoi V'Tavach Tivchoi Kidei She'achnisoi L'Simcha. Ram says U'meis Loi Meis Kodim She'achnisu L'Simcha. Ram says he prepared everything. He baked his bread and he shechted his meat. You know what? He should get married and someone died. Now how many things does our Gemara mention? Three. How does the Rama mention? Two. The only thing Rama mentions is meat and bread. What about yayin? Why doesn't the Rama mention the yayin? So I think the Rama mentioned it in a code. Merunas. The Rama says, Heichin kol tzorchei suda. What does that mean? Everything's ready. Everything? Everything. The bread is baked. The meat is shechted. Those things you'll never get back. But even aside for that, the wine is there. How do I know the wine is there? Everything's ready. Everything is ready, says the Rambam. So the Rambam seems to be interpreting when the Gemara says, Yena Mazuk, what the Gemara means to say is, your entire chasa, we're at the hall. The father, he died at the hall. But why does that make a difference?
Why are you at the hall Monday?
What?
Why are you at the hall Monday?
I don't mean that they're literally at the hall.
Why are you ready on Monday?
Why didn't you just leave all on the phone? He said everything, so we get everything. We have to say bread and meat.
I'll tell you what. Why does the Rambam have to say bread and meat? Because the Rambam is saying there's two different nekudas here. There are two different components. Mm-hmm. Two different variables. One thing is you're going to lose money. Why are we losing money?
Bread and meat.
There's another nekuda. The whole thing is ready. So he's highlighting that there's two different components. One is the hefsid moment. Where is the hefsid moment happening? The bread and meat. There's another nekuda. The entire wedding's here. We're here. We're at the wedding is ready to go.
Why is there no hefsid in the wine also? Why is she saying it's not
miskayim? So first of all, we know that our wines bizman hazeh are miskayim, right? So I don't know in the Rambam if the Rambam was better at making wine than Rashi was. I don't know, but he's saying that's not the point of the yayin. That's not why we're bringing it. Maybe wine is not so valuable. Why wine? They used to drink wine. That's all they drank. There was no orange juice. There was no apple juice. There was no soda. It was wine and water. So maybe wine wasn't expensive. Maybe that's not called the hefsid. That's not the point. Rambam saying that's not what it's about. What the yayin mazik is about is that we are totally ready. We are ready right now. What? And that's not like Rashi. The Shita is saying that's Rashi's coming la'apuke. Rashi's coming to say the opposite of that. That you should know that all of these things are all because of Hefsid. You know what the machloikis is exactly between Rashi and the Rambam? What? I'm not sure. The Rambam is saying it's different lumdus for some reason. We'll have to see what the lumdus of the Rambam is. It could be. I mean, in the end of the day, I'll give you an example where perhaps the Rambam would seem not like the Rambam. The Rajba clearly learns not like the Rambam. Why? Because if you look in the Rajba says, what does it mean, these three things? It doesn't mean all three. What does it mean? One of the three. Either Pitoy Afoy or Titchoy Tavuach or Yeinoy Mazuk. Now, if there's only one of the three, are you ready? Is it Heichin Kol Tzarchei Suda? For sure not, if it's only one of the three. So the Rajba for sure doesn't look like the Rambam. The Rajba doesn't look exactly like Rashi either. Because if it's only one of the three, does it make sense that one of them is Als Hefsid and the other one's not Hefsid? The Rajba is saying any of these three are all themselves enough of a reason. Because they're all Hefsid. Yeah.
Why can't you say the Rambam
just
saying Mount Mishnah? There's no special day to get married. Just saying, Tam. How works is, you're saying Allah is that when you're ready to get married, when you have everything ready, put the body aside and then you get married.
Why does the Rambam say everything is ready? Why does he have to say that for? What's he saying?
Only comes and everything's ready.
Why?
Nothing's ready.
Not nothing. I shechted the mead and I already baked the bread. And I'm going to lose that if I get married. Maybe not everything's ready. It has to be that everything is ready. The Rambam says, yeah, everything has to be ready. Why everything? Why can't it be that all the things that are perishable are ready? I'm gonna lose my meat. That's thousands of dollars. I'm gonna lose my bread. That's hundreds of dollars. I'm gonna lose hundreds and thousands of dollars. That's not enough? No. If not everything is ready, then you can't do it. Why? What is this swara of everything being ready?
Each one
is a
half
cent. That's
enough to show you that.
Right. Gemara Andaf. Well, let's see when we get there. Okay.
The fact that everything is ready shows that he was Tereach, so maybe that's why we let him get
married. Okay, we'll see. It's a nice one. Says Rashi, a very important Rashi, the bottom of the Amid, Av shel chasan ima shel kala, davka noket av shel chasan, shehu ha-toyreach b'tzorchei asuda. We davka mention av shel chasan, because he's the one who's toyreach. V'ima shel kala, hi ha-mechina. L'tachshit and l'fichach. Im yavar ha-moyed, shuvein mechalem. If we push it off, no, there's no one else to prepare it for them. V'tiru lehem l'hachlis is ha-meis l'cheder, shelo yikberenu, don't bury him. So we don't bury him, because if you bury him, what's going to happen? Come an avel. And once he's an avel, now that you haven't buried him, what is he? He's an oinein. An oinein. And an oinein is allowed to? What's the din of an oinein? An oinein is allowed to do these things?
No.
So, this is a question which the Mefarshim speak about. The Shittim Kobetzis asked the question, and he says, a person who is an Oinin is Asar B'Basar V'Yayin V'Tashmish Hamita. An Oinin is not, okay, he's Asar and Basar V'Yayin, doesn't have to eat at the wedding, maybe he won't eat. But it says B'Yas Mitzvah. How does he do Tashmish Hamita? What? Okay, so the Shita says the following thing. Says the Shita, he doesn't have a din oinin. Because what is oinin? What would you say the status of oinin is?
Able to do something.
What does oinin mean? Good. What is the status of oinin? What? Okay, what would you say before that? What's simple? What's a simple? What's an oinin? What? Till you bury the dead. Let's say a person's dead is not going to be buried for years. The Marami Rutenberg, Dachsuch, buried in Germany, spent months and months in prison without being buried. His family were oinin the entire time. Shem Yirachem. The entire time they were oinin. No.
Yeah, for the 24 hours that it takes.
So when is a person an oinin? When That's where everyone else's Hagdara comes in. When it's something that I'm like, I'm in the process of burying him. If there's no process, you're not an Oinin anymore. So right now, is there a process? Right now, is there a process of burying? No. We're putting him aside. We're saying we're not burying you right now. So it's almost like you are Miyayesh Mila Koifer. When does Oinin end? When you're Miyayesh Mila Koifer, you say, okay, we're not burying him, forget it. So once the family of the Maram Rotenberg basically were Miyayesh, that's it, the end of they're not Oinin anymore. Maybe this happens over here also. He's not. So over here he's not an Oinin. But the Shaila is, Frektum David Pavarsky, what happens when you're Miyayesh? In a normal case, what happens if a person says, okay, I'm not going to bury him, what do you become immediately afterwards? An Ovel! You didn't make it any better, you only made it worse! You go from Oinin to Ovel. So if you're telling me he's not an Oinin, then what is he? He's an Ovel.
He didn't bury him.
So what happens in the Merami Rutenberg? They didn't bury him for months. Months. They became an Ovel once they said, okay, where this is not happening. Then they became an Ovel, that's about. Even though he's not dead. He was not buried, I mean. He's not. You can be an Ovel when you're not buried.
Maybe because you're planning to bury him.
Oh, says Yossi, this is like a... It's a Yush Lizman. It's a Yush Lizman. I know I'm going to bury him soon. So therefore, I'm Nishtahin or Nishtaher. And Oinen is a Nit, but an Ovel is a Oichet Nit. What is he? Nothing. He's in the middle. He knows he's going to bury him, just not now. If he's Miyayesh, he gives up, says, look, I don't know what this, if and when this is going to happen. I got no idea. He becomes an Ovel. If he knows it's going to happen in a day from now, so he's not an Oinin anymore because he's not busy. He's totally, the Avelis is not on, there's nothing for him to do in the Avelis right now, but he's also not, in the Oinin, I mean, in the Kavura, he's also not an Ovel.
So therefore. Remember, he's a case where they can't get to the body. But
right.
You're bedaf for putting him aside. So the putting him into the cheder could be part of the process.
Okay, but right now that he's in the cheder, now, we're doing nothing. We're not doing anything right now. There's nothing for us to do because we cannot bury him now. So because of that, okay, halachically, we're instructed not to. So that makes us into not Oinin, not Ovel. It's like a Yish Lizman. It's a temporary Yish. L'chayra, that's the way that the Shita Mekubetzis is going to learn. Shame the Ritva. The Rabbeinu Yoinus is a different teretz. Rabbeinu Yoinus says, "Einachanami, he is an oinin. He doesn't like this trick of bias mitzvah shiny." Where do we see someone else that says this teretz? Bias mitzvah shiny.
It
overrides bias mitzvah. Overrides. You have to know why do we need to do bias mitzvah? What do you have to do bias mitzvah for? What, let them go to the chuppah. What do you have to do bias mitzvah for? What's the why? Bias mitzvah overrides. According to the ritzvah, it's not a question. Maybe you don't have to do the bias mitzvah. But there's no aninus, so it could be by bias mitzvah. Another thing, according to the pshat of Rabbeinu Yoina, there's one, your mutter in one bia. That's it. One bia. More than that, you can't do because only bias mitzvah. According to the Shita Mekubetzis, until he's buried, I'm not an oin. Until whatever process ends. So then there's no Isser. There's no Isser Tashmita. Okay, so we have... What? Well, that's because we're burying him. Once we bury him, then the Avelis comes in. But until we bury him, so you have to know when exactly that happens. But okay, it might be not, might not be a tech, might be only a technical Isser. Okay. But the Shaila is, now that the Rambam says there is no Isra Tashma Shemitah on an Ovel, those are the three Mahalchim. The Shaila is, why does he have to do Bias Mitzvah? What do we need this for? Aren't they married without a Bia? What do you need Bias? What does he have to do a Bia for? Let them get married, and then. Is there something lacking in the marriage without a Bia? So the Ateres Shmuel says there's something called consummating the marriage. Consummating the marriage. It's in other words, if you want to really make this into a real simcha, that this is the chasana, it comes along with bias mitzvah. There's something lacking in their marriage if there's no bia. That's a big chiddush, though. The Chuk Echemed brings from the Marashal different teretz. He says, what? What'd you say?
No marriage
for, well, especially according to the Rambam, it's for sure not. But even the Kohen, it's not consummated, it's not nigmar. But comes the afla, listen to what the afla says. You know why they need to be a bia? Listen to this. If we don't allow a bia, so that means that there's a chuppah here without the possibility of tashmish. What would you equate that to? Chuppas nida. And the Rambam says, chuppas nida is not kaina. So we have to create a space for a bia, or else they can't do the chuppah. So it's not just a pshat, you haven't consummated the marriage. You haven't done anything. There's no chuppah. Because chuppah needs to be roi lebia.
You spoke about a cloud over there, though.
Says Chesky. Maybe this is called a chuppah roi lebia. This grada davar mi bachutz that doesn't allow it. We said then, an avol can get married. This is davar mi bachutz. It might be a problem with chuppas nida.
It's going on during the sakana. Is this all going on during the sakana?
No. And aside from that, according to this pshat of the Hafla, does he have to do the bias? Does he have to do bias mitzvah? We just have to give him space for bias. Boil bias mitzvah, if you want it, you don't want it. You don't have to. We just have to give you, it has to be royal bias. Does a chuppah have to have a bias? No, it has to be royal bias. According to the first pshat, we're saying you haven't really consummated your marriage until you do a bias.
What? How point of this whole sugya is to get them to marry.
Oh, you mean because we want Tanis Besulim?
Yeah.
Enachanami, but that's for a different reason. It's because Tanis Besulim. But as far as this dynamic that we have going on over here, they're not even getting married on. They're getting married on Monday night. They're not getting married on Wednesday night. We're talking about now. They're getting married early. So having the beer tonight is not going to help us. But you need to have the beer tonight, according to Dovi Salzberg, to consummate the marriage. But according to the
mitzvah.
What?
Why is that a mitzvah?
Yeah, that's okay. You have to know what's the lush of the mitzvah. We'll continue with this, Beis Hashem, and more hopefully tomorrow, my friends.
Yeah. Why do? What's the pshat in yayin? That we said that yayin is the completion of the wedding. I don't understand. The Gemara later on says that